Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi ladies, it's Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we're talking about 3 non-scale ways to measure your progress. Because we all know that the scale can be deceiving. The scale doesn't tell the whole story. It doesn't know your body composition. It doesn't know how much muscle, how much awesome, beautiful, sexy muscle you're building, and how much fat you're losing. And it absolutely does not track or measure what's going on inside of you. Now, before you even get started, you have to consider, what are your real goals? I know, I keep hammering the whole goal thing because it's really important. It's crucial. What is it that you really want? Because I have a feeling that your be all end all of losing a few pounds is not just so that you can stand on the scale and look at it and see a smaller number. I just have a feeling that's not really, really what you want. So think about, what is it that you want? Do you want to have more energy? Do you want to look as stunning and incredible as you can in that wedding dress? Do you want to just feel confident in your body and in your own skin? So think about that. Do you want to look better naked? Do you want to be able to play with your kids longer? What is it? Find that actual motivating factor and first of all, keep that in mind as you're working towards that goal, because that's going to help keep you going. So here are 3 ways to keep progress without obsessing over the scale. The first one is to take pictures. So if what you want is to look better in your jeans and your bathing suit and in that special dress or even naked, take before and after pictures. And even when the number on your scale is just stubborn and not moving one bit, due to whatever it may be, water retention or fluctuating hormones, you will still see that your clothes are hanging better on your body. They're fitting better and you're looking thinner or slimmer or more toned in the mirror. So instead of jumping on the scale every day or even every week or month, take out a camera, wear the same outfit if you can, if possible. That way you can see how it fits on your body. And take selfies in all directions if you can, as much of a full body shot as possible. Another great non-scale way to track your progress is to use a tape measure, because you can see whenever you're measuring yourself with the measuring tape, you can see how many inches you're losing. And even if you stop losing weight, your measurements can continue to get smaller and smaller. So especially measure your waist, your hip, your thighs, the top part of your arms and your bust, and just observe and track how the circumference is changing at the widest points. And if they're going down, you're losing fat, which is usually somebody's goal, and that may very well be your goal. And very possibly replacing it with muscle weight. So I definitely recommend trusting the tape measure over the scale any day. Another fantastic way to track your progress is to observe your energy levels. Now, if your goal is to be able to play with your kids without getting exhausted and super winded after like 10 seconds, let's get real, then set a time to play with them every week, every day, whatever it is, however frequently you can, and just pay attention to how your energy levels are. Even maybe set a timer. I don't want you to, make a whole science out of your playtime with your kids. But realistically, if your energy is higher and you're able to play longer or harder or whatever it may be, then you're making progress. If it's getting easier to do week after week, you are making progress. And you can even, if you want, keep track of how easy it is by writing yourself a little note of what exactly you did, and maybe measure it on a scale of 1 to 10 how hard it was. And that way you can track not only how long you were able to keep up with an activity, but also how difficult it felt for you. So to recap, 3 awesome ways to track your progress without using that scale are to take pictures, use your tape measure, and track your energy levels. Well, that's it for today, ladies, and thank you so much for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.